Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Also, you can stream the audio at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Podcast. Get them there, too. And that's where you can also request the curbside pickup of the show. We'll just leave the show on the curb for you. Pick it up whenever you want.
A few tables are open, too, if you want to come visit. Not here. Nick Hoff will be on the phone later on. Nick Allen is always on the show. Nick used to be a comedian. I guess Nick Hoff used to be a comedian also.
Hope you're not saying the Knicks used to be funny.
Which one?
Because we need them both to be.
Yeah, we do. Yes, we do.
We do. It was on this date in 1886. You might remember where you were when Dr. John S. Pemberton created the formula for Coca-Cola while working on a new medicine for headaches and hangovers.
Did he patent that? Did he actually?
It came about when a drugstore clerk mistakenly mixed it with carbonated water instead of straight water.
Oh, we used to get Coke. As kids, we used to get Coke syrup. Parents would bring home a little bottle of Coke. It was like medicine. Supposed to ease your stomach.
And was cocaine in the original formula?
Apparently so, yeah. I can see how that would be a medicine for a headache and or a hangover.
Yeah.
It has been.
Yeah, yeah. You're right. You forget a lot of things that make you feel, you feel good for a while.
It still is.
You feel good for a while. Of course you do. Hey, Nick. You feel good for a while. Check out your Chiefs schedule yesterday for defending their world championship.
I saw they're playing the Texans.
They are.
The first game.
Yeah.
And other than that.
It didn't matter. It doesn't matter. Right. It doesn't matter.
I don't even know why they attach dates to those.
I don't know. The NFL's pretty firm, they say.
Yeah, well, you got to have the contingency plan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if anybody could pull it off, it'd be them.
I think so, too. Who knows?
Be so weird without fans in the crowd.
Yeah. I don't know. At least us at home, we can watch, though. It would be weird, though.
And that's what really counts.
Yeah.
But job openings for sound effect guys.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You got to have some crowd noise.
Well, it's one guy just pushes a button and goes, ah.
Bush mic working?
No.
No, it's not.
No. It'll be extra work for the get loud guy on the scoreboard.
Huh? No?
No, too low.
No.
Too low.
Yep. You have to scream.
Yep. No.
Because he wanted to start wagering on Korean baseball. And, you know, it would be where he knew the outcome and I didn't.
Yeah.
But I think we should do that. I will not.
Why?
Outcome.
That doesn't make any sense.
No.
He would lose every day.
I would get to pick the team. Since I don't know the outcome, I get to pick the team.
Well, then he would just say no to the bet because he knows you'd lose $40. You could pick a team and just walk in there and hand you $40 then. I think you're overthinking this.
I saw him on the phone. I thought he was calling into the show.
Yeah. you should actually. No, we're not going to put him on hold and put him on the phone.
No, we don't need his input that badly. But that would make it more fair. Because I'm not.
Why don't you just bet at 1 o'clock in the morning? Hey, the game's on. Who do you like?
I'm busy sleeping at that time.
Well, that's when it's live.
I'm not going to interrupt my sleep.
That's when it's live. You could all go to bed, bet on the game ahead of time, wake up in the morning, and see who won $40.
But I think Major League Baseball should be watching Korean baseball and take a few lessons from that.
A lot more traveling to Major League Baseball than South Korea.
Yeah, but no, they have a younger demographic
that
likes that game. The crowds seem a little more raucous.
But they're a lot of bat flippers, aren't they?
Yes. Well, there's an art to bat flipping in the Korean baseball organization.
Oh, you can't do that here. Showing up a pitcher.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll get beheaded by a baseball here.
You get plunked if you flip your bat. And there, it's kind of an art form. And I've never had a problem with that. I've never had a problem with somebody celebrating if they hit a home run or if they score a touchdown.
Yeah,
I've always hated the act like you've been there before.
Well, the touchdown is back now. You can celebrate now, so I have no problem with that. You can celebrate a touchdown.
Yeah, but
now.
You got old school guys like George Brett who think you should just walk into the dugout.
Well, no,
celebrate a little bit.
Why?
Why can't you celebrate a little bit?
Well, you can, and you can get hit. I think both are fine. I don't care if a guy throws at you too. Problem is, they usually don't throw it at you right away. They throw it at the next guy.
The fans?
Yeah, you're not taking a beating.
When you're on deck and the guy in front of you flips the bat, you usually get plunked.
The
right
fans
away.
Are jumping up and down. The fans are celebrating. Yeah. You can't afford the players the same courtesy?
But once again, I think you're giving them too much credit. It's a smaller country. If you watch the game, it's still just baseball. The young people aren't coming back. It's still just baseball.
Well, apparently it's cool over there, and it's not cool here anymore. Yeah. And they got to make it cool again.
Yeah, it's not cool here at all.
No, but that's the games are too long. Rule.
It's not cool here, but in back east, all those stadiums are full. And they are here, too. The Cubs are full. Certain cities, baseball's still cool.
Yeah, it's big.
St. Louis is cool. New York, Boston. I mean, they still love baseball.
Yeah, there's a handful of markets where it's huge.
A handful of markets. Yeah. The rest, you're right. It's both ways.
Yeah, and then they'll get decent sized crowds when they go on the road too.
Those other teams, right,
just nothing.
Are you practicing your baseball announcing at home, Craig?
No, I haven't been.
I know
you can do that with Korean baseball. Yep.
Okay,
he knows Hispanic names though, but Korean.
Yeah, names. Yeah.
Korean
I don't
names.
Do Korean.
Who was Long Dong? You said or Young Dong?
I thought I heard Young Dong Kim, but it's Young Gong.
That might have just been wishful thinking.
Of course you're. Young Dong.
You would have heard it, too. Everybody would have heard the same thing.
So I've only tuned in to this baseball broadcast for a few minutes at a time, but I am somewhat annoyed by the fact that the announcers that they have are paying no attention to the game.
No, they're really not. They're just talking amongst themselves.
They are.
It's U.S. guys, right?
Yeah.
It's Carl
But they're just talking amongst themselves.
Was Peterson doing it, too?
No, Carl Ravitch and... I don't know who the color analyst is.
Okay.
There was one.
You do. I forget his name, but you know who it is.
I've seen him.
Kyle was supposed to be on it that we saw.
Yeah, I thought Kyle was going to be on that too.
Yeah, and at one point they brought in a guy who was, I guess he called Korean baseball. He was actually a Korean baseball announcer.
Oh, guy I saw actually played for one of the teams.
Get him on.
That might have been it.
Just get a hold of Kyle and get him on.
Yeah, but I would like them to talk a little bit more about the game.
What are they talking about?
But they also don't know the game. I mean,
they know what a swing and a miss is.
Yeah, they do. But if they're calling a Major League Baseball game, they know backstories of all these guys, and they don't with these guys.
Okay, no. But the guy that they're talking to does. They have a guest.
Oh,
there.
They do. They have a guy that knows Korean baseball.
Not always.
Okay.
Well, the things I've seen,
he's not there enough. They should have that guy on more.
The things I've seen. The guy, somebody with Korean baseball that either has played there or is playing there, is on with them.
Yeah, but mostly I hear Carl Ravitch and his sidekick there talking about, this is amazing technology. Here I am in Connecticut, and you're there, and the baseball's over here.
Why is that? That's
really not even it's 4 o'clock in the morning. They're talking about everything but the game.
Right.
Yeah, that's not that weird.
Are they on camera?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did they show Gravich in his bedroom?
Yeah.
Calling
yeah.
a game?
Yeah.
Does he have his wig on?
Because yeah. the right yeah. side of the screen, Carl Ravitch is up in the top right-hand corner, right. and his color commentator is below him.
Right.
Yeah. And then, you know, two-thirds of the screen is the game.
Carl Ravitch was on, I never knew the guy, but he was a sports guy in my
Yeah, he worked at a TV station in Harrisburg when Tyler and I worked there.
Completely bald. No big deal. But
that's right. He got a rug, didn't he?
Right away, man. As soon as he hit ESPN, there was a full rug on there, and that's 30, 25 years ago.
They're like, welcome, here's your toupee.
Yeah, which is fine. I don't care. It's actually a pretty good one.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
All right. Boys.
Yeah, we can.
I turned it off.
Craig's pissed.
It's fixed.
I did it.
Talk back into it. Talk back nice into job. It.
No.
Don't talk off the mic. Talk back into it.
He's on the phone.
All right.
He can't hear.
What's that?
There you go. Got
he's
it.
Talking to the mic. Right.
I was I was thanking the guy fixing the mic.
Thank you to the guy fixing the mic.
Josh. He has a name.
I know it was Josh. Well, you didn't say it.
I know. I should.
Yes, you should.
I woke him up. He's a good guy.
He was glad to be here, though.
No.
What he told me.
No, that is not true at all. That is not
what
true
he told
at all.
Me.
Did he call you on the phone and say, do you need to talk?
Is this really an issue?
That's
no,
what I put.
No, that was the guy before him. That.
I broke it on purpose.
Are you really essential personnel?
Okay, it's on now. It's
I think his mute button doesn't
Thank you,
work
Josh.
Now.
Thank you, Josh. Go back to bed and blame puss.
Yeah, that's the most important
We wouldn't
thing.
Have called you.
Oh, he loves to get woken up by me.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. Usually it's an emergency.
My voice first thing in the morning?
Really, usually it is an emergency. Glad to have you back, puss.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
See, we could wager on the Korean baseball that's going on right now.
Yeah.
There's a game going on right now between the Kia Tigers and the Samsung Lions. Who you like, boys?
Samsung VCRs, by the way.
Whatever it is, I'm not betting $40 like you were talking earlier.
Yeah,
I ain't got that. That's
a lot of money, man.
That's too rich for my blood.
You got $40. He doesn't. Well, he does, but he's not going to give it to you.
Maybe like, you know, $650.
Okay. I like that. Yeah.
He's going all in.
Yeah. I'll put $650 on.
That's what I can afford.
He's going all in.
I'm going to go with the Lions today. How about that?
All right.
$650 on the Lions.
And so I got the Dinos? Is that who's playing?
Unless you want to pick the Lions, it's the Tigers, the Kia Tigers, and the Samsung Lions. Who you like?
Oh, so it's
I'll let you have first
who's
choice.
Who's pitching?
That does make a difference.
There's some Korean guy listening to us right now thinking, man, don't pick that.
And apparently they don't switch out pitchers as much in Korean baseball as they do in the majors.
All right.
Weren't they talking about that for over here for another thing to speed up the game?
Yeah, you can only.
You would have to face.
Once a guy comes in, you have to face more than one batter.
Right? I think he had three.
He's got to face a minimum of three hitters.
Right, yeah. They were going to do that with the minor leagues this year. Right?
Yeah, they're going to try that to help speed things up.
Oh, the Korean baseball announcer is Brockmire.
Right.
I haven't seen the final episode of Brockmire yet.
Buddy. Don't give it up. Craig?
Yeah.
Yeah, Wednesday night was the series finale of Brockmire. Have you seen any of it this year?
No, I haven't.
It's kind of weird because it's future Brockmire.
I got bored last year when he stopped drinking. That bummed me out. So then I lost interest in the backswing. But I know it's a good show. But I just, last year he stopped drinking. I'm thinking, it's not as good.
Yeah, but, Amanda Peet
I like the show. I just
came in.
It's like all of us. We all get lost in certain things.
She did not stop drinking.
I don't feel like going back.
And she didn't stop doing coke either. So you got that.
It does seem like once you lose interest in a show, it's really hard to re-spark that and like jump back in.
Even if it's a good show.
Just a little thing and just be like, I'm out, I'm done.
I've done it with a lot of shows. Yeah, I just don't, you know.
I did that with Mad Men.
Yes.
I got to a point, I think it was after they got divorced. I'm like, well, she's not on it all the time. I'm out.
Yeah, it's weird because there are a lot of great shows that happens to a lot of people. It is what it is.
I think it just happened to me with Ozark.
It could. I'm not even going to yell at you for that because it is what it is. I mean, I know Brockmire's good, but I lost interest last year.
When did you lose interest in Ozark?
I might try to watch the first episode when the wife was like explaining everything that was going on, and I was like, wait, who's that person? Yeah, what's going on? There's a lot happening here. I'm like, it seems.
I'm out.
Yeah, done. I might try to watch it again because I've heard it's really good, but.
A lot of those shows
and I like
are great.
The other season.
A lot of those shows are great. That's
I thought
what,
the I, second I, season of Ozark was a little slow, but the third season was awesome, intense, every episode.
Yeah. But once again,
I think I just need like cliff notes to be like, have pictures of people and here's who they are.
I don't blame people for not watching shows; they get lost, even their good ones.
Yeah. It was like 30 plot points. I was like, "What's happening?" Right, I'm like, I'm baked. I'm gonna go to bed.
That's part of it too. Would you bet?
Yeah.
Not the baked part, but just I'm just dying, just too
tired. No, the baked part has
a lot
to do with
it. I don't want my brain.
I need to understand this show while I'm baked.
Yeah. Well, you're right. I'll give you that.
Yeah, I just needed like an intro to the season and be like, this is Chris. Here's what he did.
Like, that
oh,
would help.
Yeah,
that
that's
would help.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why you
like that guy
previously on Ozark.
But a lot of times that doesn't work.
They don't have that on Netflix.
And they don't have that on the streaming.
No.
That's what I like about watching it first run on network, is they will throw the previously.
Right.
Because, you know, you haven't seen it in a week. You need caught up.
It's helpful.
You watched the last episode when you were kind of baked, and you might not remember everything.
Right.
So you need a little reminder.
Well, I think what you need to do, and I did it. It's very rarely I do this. I watched the final season, the final show of Billions last year before the new one. You got to watch the final show.
Yeah.
And I don't ever do that, but it was just on. So I'm like, I got to watch this because when these shows go away for a couple months.
Very easy to lose interest.
Yeah, lose interest and don't know what's going on.
Right, because, you know, Ozark went away for almost a year.
Right, and now it's going to go away for 2 years at least.
And
they're not going to be recording anytime.
When the third season came up, I think Christy and I watched the last three episodes of the previous season, even though we had seen it before, just to do the, that was our own version.
That's what I should have done.
That was our own version of previously on Ozark.
It's a lot of work.
I feel like that's like 2.5 hours.
It's a lot of work.
I think that was actually closer to like 18 months it was gone.
Yeah.
Because it was two summers ago.
And now it won't be good.
When that last season of Ozark was up.
3 years you might see one.
And
with the global pandemic and all.
Yeah, you know, pussies.
Pussies.
Film your show.
What I'm not looking forward to is shows about the global pandemic, and that's just going to happen when they all come back.
I don't need to get slapped with that.
No, it's like I couldn't watch. I never watched one day, by the way, 9/11 happened. Granted, it changed the world, but one day. I didn't watch any 9/11 movie. Did you? I didn't watch Flight 93. I didn't watch the Nicolas Cage one when he's actually going up in the building as a fireman. There was two or three huge movies out about
that.
I didn't want to relive that at all.
I think I watched most of
it. And I guarantee you I'm not going to relive a movie about the pandemic.
Oh, no.
No way am I going to watch it. But there's going to be a bunch of them.
It'll be 6 weeks long and nothing happens.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's just going to be people. They're going to base a story around during the pandemic. I'm thinking, I don't need to do that. I'm outside now.
Especially once it's over. Like, I'm done. There's no reason to revisit this.
I'm not going to. When it's over.
Yeah, I lived it.
Yeah, I think I saw most of Zero Dark 30, which was related to 9/11, but it's still not about like
not,
the attack
that's
itself.
What I mean, about the attack. Is it? Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah.
All right. Well, at Lyft right now, apparently riders and drivers are required to cover their nose and mouth, and that's going to be the case for Uber in the next few days.
Well, good. Now, when you pick somebody up and they walk out without a mask, you say nope and drive away? I would.
The rule's the rule.
Because the guy inside that car, there's a guy behind him in the seat coughing the whole time.
Front passenger seat must be left empty and the windows open when possible.
Right.
That industry has to have been hit hard, isn't it?
Yeah, big time.
Yeah. Well, they're not picking drunks up from bars.
Nope.
No.
No, they're not.
And I think that was their bread and butter.
And they're not and they're not picking people at the airport either. That's huge.
Yeah.
Oh.
You can't turn your mic off. Now I'm going to have to leave it off completely. Yeah.
Try it. It was off.
Turn on. No, yeah. It wasn't.
Hello? Hello?
No, we heard
I hear
you.
I hear you.
We heard you answer the phone.
Now you better call him back. He's probably just crawled right back into bed. Oh, I'm tired.
Better call Josh.
Yeah. So I can't really keep an eye on you out there, push, when you're answering the phone.
Saul.
Welcome to another episode of Better Call Josh.
Well, we're just not going to answer the phones today.
There's always something. Oh, I want to talk to some nurses.
Naked ones.
No, you want to see nurses doing porn.
Yes. Oh, that too.
Or just flashing us.
Right.
That all sounds great.
And, you know, and to thank them for the being on the front line. That too.
Yeah,
that
and little, that, yeah. That little detail, yeah.
Check out this front line.
I don't think we're going to get a call. I know a lot of nurses.
Really?
I know a lot of healthcare,
probably not.
A lot of healthcare workers listen to this program, and I appreciate that, but I don't think they're going to call.
Huh. Oh, well. That's what you think.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Wow, that's weird.
I can hear you.
I pulled down the volume slider and nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
Now you're on permanently.
That's fun.
But I can take care of that.
Well, for you. So we talked about that woman in South Carolina that was killed by the alligator.
Yeah.
A little bit, there's another detail on that that's not funny, and you'd be a fool to think so.
That means you're begging us to laugh at this, aren't you? I know.
No,
you. I can tell by your facial expression.
It's not funny
to have inappropriate laughter guys standing by.
Oh, absolutely not. Not funny.
Hang on here.
Not funny, and you would be a fool to think so.
Go ahead.
So the woman in South Carolina that was killed by an alligator, 58-year-old Cynthia Covert. Barb Howell said that Ms. Covert came over to her residence to do her nails with a glass of wine. South Carolina's beauty salons have to remain closed for now, so she had to go over to her house to do the nails. When Ms. Covert was finished with the nails, she left the porch to take pictures of this alligator that she saw outside. Ms. Howell, Barb, screamed over to Ms. Covert that the alligator had grabbed a deer from that spot.
Whoa!
Ms. Covert replied that she doesn't look like a deer. And she tried to touch the alligator last night. The alligator grabbed Ms. Covert by the leg and started to pull her into the water.
I ain't gonna pull, Craig. That is so brutal.
No, we're not done.
Oh,
That's nothing.
I checked out.
That's nothing.
Oh,
there's a little bit more.
Really?
Yeah. Here's the kicker.
I don't look like a deer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
those are your last words.
That's what the alligator thinks.
Oh, you'd think those were the last words.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh.
So, Barb's husband, the woman that just got her nails done,
right.
William, said that he and a neighbor threw a rope out to Ms. Covert, and she grabbed it while standing waist deep in the water. Ms. Covert said in a very calm voice, "I guess I won't do this again."
Wow.
That's when the alligator started to roll and she lost her grip on the rope.
Craig, you suck.
It's like hold my beer. You guess I won't do this again. No.
No, you won't.
You're not doing anything again.
Oh, you
Bye.
Suck.
Yeah, that story really didn't need a follow-up.
No, it did.
No.
It did not.
It was horrible enough in the first place.
He's such a dick.
Well, did they get the rope back?
No. Well, they got her back,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you're on. We can hear your push. All right.
Experimenting.
Yeah. Blame Craig.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.